if you tend to be more anxiously attached, here's one of the biggest pieces of advice I would give you, specifically when it comes to dating. Whether you're dating a new person, interested in dating again, here's the biggest tip that I feel like can help you still work on yourself while also working on the relationship and or getting to know the person that you're dating. I feel as though one of the biggest struggles about being an anxious attacher is when you start dating someone, you slowly start changing a lot of things about yourself in order to feel loved and accepted by the person that you're dating. And so this looks like no longer caring about your hobbies, no longer caring about other relationships, friends, family, not really caring about your own career goals or things that you really prioritize, especially when you were single. This also looks like not making plans that don't involve the person that you're dating and or waiting around each week to see what is it that they're going to plan, and I want to be available for that. And so one of my biggest pieces of advice is that if you know you are anxiously attached, when you start dating someone, make it a priority that every single week you have things planned out for yourself that are non-negotiables, whether it is a workout class, whether it is calling a friend or a family member, whether it is getting your nails done, doing something for your business. This should be your biggest priority. Each week, look at your calendar and schedule in something for yourself, your career, your hobbies, whatever the case may be, and make it known that it's a non-negotiable. If the person you're dating reaches out and says like, hey, are you available this evening? This is not a time for you to be like, oh my goodness, yes I am, when you had 2 to 3 things that you were wanting to do for yourself. The more that you actually pour into yourself while also pouring into the relationship and this new person that you're getting to know, the more fulfilled you're going to be. If you go 6 months down the road of not really pouring into yourself because you're wanting to be available for them, you are going to feel even more anxious because you do not have the confidence in your life and your growth. And so this is why it gets tricky, because then after our relationship ends, this anxious attacher realizes like, oh my goodness, I poured so much into this other person. And they get very, very motivated to pour into themselves. But then the cycle continues when they start dating someone. So the awareness needs to come when you're dating someone new. And you need to prioritize the things for yourself so that you feel like you're pouring not only into yourself, but into the relationship.